The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of FMR.
This is FMR.
And yes, this is FMR, and you're listening to Cape Diary, Kaap's Dagboek, because it's 12 noon. So good afternoon to everybody. This is your host today. I'm Philip Todras, and thanks to Lynette, I've got a fabulous lineup of people to speak to. And thanks for Mazoo right next to me. We're on air. So what can we expect? First of all, there's Brendan and the Bells. I'm told you can join this dazzling and truly talented trio as they bring the music of Christmas to life. We'll be speaking to the man himself, that's Brendan van Rijn, and we'll find out what that's all about. It's happening during November and December. Then Cape Ballet Africa presents Giselle at the Baxter. That's happening from the 13th to 22nd of November at the Pam Golding Theatre in the Baxter. And we have Debbie Turner herself, the founder and artistic director of Cape Ballet Africa. So let's find out all about that. And of course, being Monday, we'll be having Simone Herodin here for the Artscape Roundup. Then two things happening this weekend, and both in the country. There's a Summer Gala fundraiser, an evening of song and strings, with the proceeds going to raise funds for their class of 2026. That's happening, as I said, this Saturday at 7:30 at La Cotte Farm in Franschhoek, and Annelle Kenned herself will be telling us what she'll be singing. Then the Takara Wine Estate opens its private gardens to the public during what they call the Rare Plant Fair, which is happening this week, and Gert van Tonde will tell us all about that and what you can expect. So there's always lots to talk about, but as I always say, let's first talk music. And that was my guest, Brendan van Rijn, with the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, no less, singing My Dior. Mm. Oh, my dear, that was quite a number.
Thank you. Thanks,
and
Philip.
You're going to be a very busy boy from the 12th of November, I see, right through till the end of the month.
Correct.
So tell us what you're up to.
It'll be my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me. I am back for my Christmas concert. It's entitled Brendan and the Bells.
Oh, so that's the Bells. How do you spell Bells?
B-E-L-L-E-S.
Okay, so not the ring variety.
No. Although somebody said earlier, voices. Perhaps Brendan and the Bokkies, which is the South African version of a reindeer. So I'm back. I'm doing a smaller version this year. I'm at the Homecoming Centre in Cape Town.
But that's just for starters.
Let's
hear about the show, and then we'll tell them, we'll reveal you're going to be revealing.
It's just a wonderful way to start the Christmas season. There's oodles of elegance, stockings of love. It's just myself this time around, Philip. Usually it's Kathy, the first half. And then during interval, while everyone enjoys a gin and tonic, Brendan comes out. But I've put her away in the cupboard. Apparently she was badly behaved after last year's concert. So still untangling the tinsel. And it's just myself and Jess and Elaine.
Oh, that's quite a team anyway. Mm. Now tell us who Jess is and who Elaine is.
Jess von Alleman, Elaine Fourie, they have done the last two shows with me. And these are incredible vocalists, powerhouse vocalists, but they're not in the business full-time. They are full-time mums. They have households to run. They have other full-time jobs. But when my Christmas show comes along, they are more than happy to bring some sparkle. Yes. And it's wonderful making music with friends.
Well, that also makes a difference. And what is the sort of selection you've put together for this particular show?
Yes, I've always wanted to do the Ave Maria, the Gounod Ave Maria, which I probably sung in matric, so we're talking 30 years ago, so I'm delighted
to... Don't you, everybody.
No, I'm 48. Okay. And we've got some Michael Bublé, We've got some numbers. I've changed the lyrics to two numbers. So the tune is familiar, but the lyrics are slightly more accurate.
I'm not sure what that means.
In the sense that I'm doing a, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, but I've changed it all about bad presents. And then we're doing the O Holy Night. We're also doing something a cappella. We're doing a wonderful medley of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful, but a cappella, which is absolutely beautiful.
You're obviously enjoying it.
Loving
from
it.
From that smirk, was it a smile on
it's
your face?
It's a smile. From ear to ear, loving it. There are a few numbers that are choreographed, but it's just an uncluttered, uncomplicated, simple night at the theatre.
Now, I've got to just mention something, because I know you don't like bragging, but you do present well.
Yeah, thank you.
Brendan van Ryan has also recently been recognized with an award from the Accademia Internationale Medicea.
Correct.
At the inaugural launch in Africa last month, this esteemed institution stands for cultural exchange, artistic excellence, innovation, and intellectual fellowship. Values that continue to shape its mission worldwide. Wait for it, guys. Brendan has also been nominated for the esteemed Influential Men Awards 2025. Bravissimo.
Grazie.
Now, when will we know there's going to be... Oh, it's happening soon.
Aiden, next Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, the 8th. Yes.
Now, you are one of the top 30 finalists.
Correct.
And you'll be showing off. Oh, by the way, there were 200 nominees. Okay, not doing too badly.
No.
Brendan emerged as one of the top 30. This annual event honors prominent individuals and dignitaries. Prominent, yes, I'm not sure. Okay, we won't go there. Who have made significant contributions to our country, exemplifying the values of South Africa. Seriously, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fabulous.
Thank
Whether you win or not to be in the top 10, I think
you.
Is a privilege.
Thank you.
But we want you to win.
Yeah, okay. It'd be nice.
Okay. It'd be lots to celebrate. I mean, seeing it's happening on the 12th, maybe you can raise the ticket prices.
I could, yes.
Now, tell us where you will be doing your things.
Yes. What's nice about it this time around is I've got a bit of a tour. So I've got 5 nights at the Homecoming Center. They've got a wonderful little 120-seater upstairs called the Avalon.
I love that.
And
one.
I'm all about cozy, intimate...
cabaret.
Casual, carefully curated. Absolutely. Then I've got 2 nights at the Boer in Durbanville.
Okay.
I've also got 2 nights at the Kalkbay Theatre and 2 nights at the Centurion Theatre in Pretoria.
And if you want to know about it, where can we go and check
yes,
out
you
the
can go
dates?
To Quicket.
Ah, easy.
They're all on Quicket, Brendan and the Bells, except the Boer has a ticketing system on their website, deboer.com.
Deboer.com. Mm. And that happens to be the 22nd and 23rd of November. Mm. The others, I'm not going to give all the dates in 12th of September, but seeing the Deboer is separate, well,
yes.
deboer.com, you said.
That's right. Okay. And that's on a Saturday and a Sunday for all those who'd, you know, people are always saying, I don't like to drive at night, so there we go. We've got a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, that sounds good. So the others, again, just to repeat, the Avalon Theatre, which is at the Homecoming Centre, the Cork Bay Theatre out there,
wonderful.
And the Centurion Theatre. Yeah. So you're getting around.
I'm getting around, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about the show?
Yes, it's fantastic music. The harmonies are incredible. They really are. You know, when 3 rather talented musicians get together and make music, there's some fun in between. It's not all nice. It's slightly naughty as well, but
surprise,
very family friendly, and it's just going to be a great night.
Well, what I love is your little sign out slogan: "Don't miss out. You'll be sorry." YULE. You'll be sorry. Yeah. Well, it's unbelievable for me.
Yes.
That's suddenly November. Never mind the rest of it. If it's November, suddenly it's Christmas holiday seasons. And the great thing being in Cape Town, it is a time when so many visitors are coming.
Wonderful.
I think something that I keep, you know, reminding people, you know that we, from now till about March, we're expecting something like 72 cruise liners coming through Cape Town.
I heard something like 5 million people over that time.
Well, not only that. Every cruise liner comes in, brings in about 100 million rand to the city in terms of dock fees, in terms of all those passengers, crew, and supplies getting around Cape Town, and then actually buying things, you know, to stock up the kitchens and all the goods.
Yes,
it's that sort of value. And, of course, it's exposing us in a very good
positive way.
Way,
sure.
Just as you expose yourself on stage. Mm-hmm. So, guys, just to sum up, I've been speaking to Brendan Farrine, who'll be performing with Jess Van Alleman and Elaine Farid. Did I get that right?
You did.
Wow. And they'll be at four different theaters between the 12th of November right through to the 30th of November. And then the man, I hope, is going to take a little break and catch his breath for the holiday season.
He will indeed.
And all tickets are through Quicket. And for De Boer, it's deboer.com. Couldn't be easier. Get out there. Otherwise, you'll be sorry. Thank you to Brendan. And good luck for this Saturday. We're looking forward to great results.
Thank you, Philip. Thanks.
If they know what they're up to. And I've just learned that's the Cape Ballet Africa theme. And nothing could be better than that to introduce Debbie Turner. Debbie.
Wow. Good morning.
It's good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Fortunately, you're not behind the times when it comes to choreography. So, as I say, in the field of art, I think one should never be objective. I don't pretend to be. I'm very passionate about Cape Ballet Africa. I'm looking forward to being at the opening of Giselle on the 13th. In fact, I'm bringing a very special friend of mine because it's her birthday as well.
Oh, fantastic.
But anyway, let's start at the beginning. Why Giselle? What are your ideas about it? I see you've got who's directing and you've got an overseas artist. Where do we begin?
Well, you know, I mean, Giselle is one of the quintessential classical ballets, right? It's something that I think every young dancer grows up on when you study ballet. And particularly that it's, you know, one of the old romantic ballets that requires a very, very special stylistic training, of which Mena Gilgood couldn't be a better choice in terms of the person to produce and stage it. You know, she has an incredibly illustrious career and many directorships behind her, but it's also the romantic ballet style is a huge passion of hers. And while she comes from a list of a family of actors, you know, she was the dancer in the family out of a family of actors, Sir John Gielgud being, of course, one of them. But so she has this very, very strong dramatic approach to the way in which she coaches dancers. So that was my choice in terms of Mena Gielgud. It's the second time that she's done a Giselle in Cape Town for me on both occasions. But what is lovely about this one is that we have a brand new set and brand new costumes. Michael Mitchell, you know, the inimitable Michael Mitchell, who's just, I feel, in very good hands. And so the whole production is new, a traditional production based on a brand new interpretation.
Well, that's always very, very interesting. That's what I expect of you. I couldn't imagine you doing, oh dear, another Giselle. So, also in terms of the people you've chosen as dancers, I know that you've got one very more than competent local person and your choice of someone from overseas.
So. Yes. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, it's very important that pairings of characters that are playing the lead male and female roles are appropriate, not only from a physical point of view, but also from an emotional point of view. And I mean, South Africans, I think we tend to be on the tallish side, I feel. And so they're not always sufficient males and females that match as partnerships. And so we have three Giselles, two of which are ladies that are having their debuts. Mia Kuma is having her debut as Giselle on the 13th, on the opening night, partnered by Gabriel Ravenscroft. And it's his second visit to Giselle as an artist in the role of Albrecht. Our guest artist from another country, I tend to steer away from the word international because South Africans are international to other people, right, in other countries.
Thank you.
we have an artist that is at the moment working in Split, Croatia, who is was born in Austria and of a Nigerian father. and an Austrian mum. So a real global citizen, right? Which is really nice. His name is Solomon Osazuva, and he'll be partnering Liani Tunison in the role of Albrecht and Liani in the role of Giselle. And then we have a double debut of Giselle and Albrecht in Paige McGilligott as Giselle and Joshua Williams as Albrecht. So three different leading couples.
So what you're suggesting is that we go three times.
I do. I 100% suggest you go three times. Because they all embody the roles in different ways with their own interpretations. So no two performances are the same. Right?
This is extraordinary. And if one could indulge oneself, yes. I think it is quite interesting just to see those variations.
It really
now.
Is. Yep. Yes.
I've occasionally have to confess I've done that and always been thrilled to see the variations.
Yes.
That you do actually pick up on those sort of things. Now, obviously you have a mission for Cape Ballet Africa, which I think we need to know about because it's not – you position yourself in a very particular way.
Yes.
And just about that and where you see yourself.
So – you know, I've spent my entire life in dance. I don't know anything else, and I actually don't really want to know anything else. It is a thing that makes me get up in the morning, and I'm very passionate about South African artists. We obviously do not have the investment in ballet, dance, and general performing arts in South Africa that other countries in the world have, but I also do believe that any performing arts company has to be a sustainable entity as much as possible. We cannot rely on a taxpayer to indulge us, right, in terms of we've chosen the art and my salary and the expenses of running a performing arts company must be paid by the taxpayer. It's very helpful, obviously, because
you
need support in terms of keeping it available to everybody in South Africa. We want everybody to be able to afford to buy a ticket to the ballet at least once a year. But also, you know, from projecting into the next 10 years, I am aligning Cape Ballet Africa with what ballet companies around the world are doing. Not only the traditional classical ballets, but the neoclassical ballets and the modern classical non-narrative ballets.
Which I appreciate enormously. And that's why I've got to be very nice to you because we need you to bring that freshness. And yet it needs the professional skills of ballet to make them actually work.
Yes.
And I think the most important thing is really to tell people that it's all happening from Thursday the 13th of November. And it's a fabulous program. Where do they check it out? Probably by going to Web Tickets.
Web Tickets, yes.
To find out what the program, who is dancing on a particular day.
Yes, the cast lists are all up on Web Tickets.
So that's, I think, the only way to do it. I mean, I would tick practically all of them. We're not going there. And the other nice thing is it's happening at the Baxter.
Yes.
And I've got to mention this. La Cucina is a very good addition.
Isn't it fantastic?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
But that's not the only reason I'll be going there to see Giselle.
Yes.
So thank you to Debbie Turn. Thanks for the incredible investment you're making to Cape Town being such a wonderful city to be in. We're very spoiled, very indulged. So please keep on doing what you're doing. Congratulations to Debbie Turner, to her fabulous cast for Giselle. And it's all starting to happen on the 13th of November, which is next week.
Yes,
so get
Thursday
there
week.
And get your web tickets fast.
Thank you,
Debbie.
Thank you so much for having me.
FMR. Now we're not looking back, because I've got with me Simone Harridan, and she's looking forward into what Artscape's got in store for us.
And I'm looking forward to the productions Artscape has in store this week. But you know what? I thought that I'll give our listeners, well, good afternoon, first of all, to everybody, as well as the listeners. So I thought, Philip, that I'll give the listeners a bit of insight as to other stuff that we have at Artscape besides public productions.
Okay.
So just to give them a snippet, we will be having, actually this evening, it's the DCAS Regional Leader Summit. These are private events, but just to give them some insight, with key attendees from Germany, Georgia, the United States, the state there, Quebec, Sao Paulo, Brazil, and they will be discussing issues of well, cultural exchange with the Department of the Western Cape Department of Cultural Affairs and Sport. And then on Wednesday, we've got the Premier, the Premier's office. He's got his Women's Day. They've got their Women's Day event here on Wednesday. So it also fits into the, or as a precursor to the upcoming No Violence Against Women and Children later on this month. So that's just to give them an insight into the other events that we have here. But then coming up this week for the Gospel Lovers is Swing with the King on the 7th of November. It's blending gospel, jazz, Cape Guma and big band brilliance, featuring South Africa's top artist with this electrifying concert. And then there is a book launch with the Women's Zones in the Women's Library. That's on Saturday. And it is called The Smallest Ones. It's a gripping memoir of survival, resilience, and hope. And they have to RSVP via Women's Zone. And for those who want to plan for next week, I'm actually looking forward to next week's productions, even a bit more excitedly, because it's Nathaniel. I will go into more detail on next week, Monday. But Nathaniel is back next week with next week with Catch Me Love. And he has promised amazing costumes. I mean, what else can you expect from Nathaniel? And then I think what I'm really looking forward to is Zip Zap Circus with their production, their 2 days. And they will be performing, besides doing the acrobatics and the juggling and the comedy, they'll be performing with Freshly Ground. Or shall we hear Freshly Ground performing with Zip Zap?
Wow. Okay.
So those are these amazing productions happening at Artscape in this week and next.
We don't expect less of Artscape.
Absolutely not.
The center of the cultural universe of Cape Town.
Absolutely.
So thanks to Simon Herodin for telling us what's happening and what to expect. Thank you again.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
Takara Rare Plant Fair is an open-hearted day out celebrating renewal, community, and the outdoors. And it's happening this Saturday, 8th November 2025 at Takara. And the man to tell us all about it is Gert van Tonde. Gert, you're a botanical artist. How did you become involved?
Well, I've been busy for 6 years on a project at Takara now, building a Japanese-inspired moss garden. But at the same time, I must add that it's 100% South African, so we only use stones and plants from the local area. And now, looking back, I'm very happy to say that, you know, the construction work is done. I would say most of the hard work is done. And this Saturday, our visitors can come and see the garden where it is now, and also the carpentry work, because we're building a Japanese viewing pavilion. That will go up in January next year.
Okay, so that's one good reason for getting to Takara. But what about all the other reasons? And I see it's the main reason for the show is to support the Camp Hill Farm community in Hermanus. So this has been an ongoing project by the family at Takara. Tell us a little bit about how it all came about.
The Rare Plant Fair used to be hosted at the Rissenburg Farm, and then eventually it migrated to be held at Takara for the last 8 years. And a number of the management involved here at the farm also have connections to Camp Hill. So the idea was to support that community, turn it all into a charity event, and also to support and raise awareness for the conservation of rare South African plants. So we have vendors from all over South Africa coming here to show and to sell some exquisite plants that members of the public then can buy and try to grow.
Well, that sounds very exciting, but it's I love the idea. It's been going evidently from since before COVID for many years, and this involvement in the community is so important. Something about the family, about that involved?
Yes, the Ferreira family hails from the FNB banking background. But they have a deep love for community and nature. I must say, personally, for me, working here at Takara, it's one of the best clients I could ever hope to work for. With a far-reaching vision that supports the arts, nature, gardens, outdoors. And you'll see that when you visit the venue here, they allow you to stroll through the entire place as if it is your own garden.
That's really
very
fabulous.
Generous and welcoming.
And I see it is happening this Saturday, which is the 8th of November, and the gardens will be open from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think I should just mention, of course, where Tekara is, Tekara Wine Estate, Helzuchte Pass in Stellenbosch. And entry is 60 rand per person. You pay at the gate. You don't have to pre-purchase any tickets. And as you said, you've got specialist rare plant sellers. You've got the open gardens. And the new main attraction is going to be your garden, the Moss Garden.
Well, yes, we've had visitors coming to look at the garden for several years now. Each year, of course, the garden is maturing and it's looking different. Cherry on top of that would be that visitors can also see the carpentry and we'll do demonstrations of the carpentry work.
That's fantastic.
So there's specific ways in which you treat wood and apply all kinds of fermented fruit juices to preserve the wood. That's a Japanese style of creating a pavilion like this. So it will be another unusual thing that our visitors can see.
Well, what's not unusual is that Tekara Delicatessen will be open for breakfast and lunch. And so I see curating a picnic offering for two at 650 rand per basket. But the picnics must be pre-ordered. And I've got a number here in front of me, so I'm going to just give it to everybody. Get your pens out. It's 021-808-5950. That's 021-808-5950. Or you can email Deli, D-E-L-I, at tokara.com. And Tokara is T-O-K-A-R-A. And there'll be various food stalls also available. And if that's not enough, there's a Tekara restaurant and tasting room will be open. But again, they ask you to book in advance, and they gave the same number, which is 021-808-2550. But there, if you want to reserve, it's reservations at tekara.com. So, lots of good reasons for getting out there to Tekara and getting to the Tekara's Rare Plant Fair. And many thanks to you, Geert and Tonda, for telling us about that and your particular botanical installation, which I am looking forward to seeing. So, guys, get out there. It's this Saturday. Crazy, it might be on the record, but it's been actually crazy busy here too, telling you about what's happening in and around Cape Town. I'm proud to say that it is so crazy. We started off by speaking to Brendan, that's Brendan van Rijn, about Brendan and the Bells, referred to as the dazzling and truly talented trio as they bring the magic of Christmas to life. It's happening at four different venues, starting on the 12th of November, running right through until the end of November. And it's going to be at the Avalon Theatre, which is at the Homecoming Centre, two nights at the Cork Bay Theatre, two days, in fact, matinees at Die Boer, and finally at the Centurion Theatre. As he said, better get there, otherwise you'll miss out. Y-U-L-E. So lots to look forward and just reminds us what's coming up. We're already into November and the holiday season is close at hand. Then we spoke to Debbie Turner, who's the director of the Cape Ballet Africa, and they're presenting Giselle. It's going to happen at the Baxter Theatre. That starts on the 13th of November, running through until the 22nd. You really need to go to the website to see what the program is, because yes, there's one director, but there are different casts practically every night, it seems, and it's something that you really do want to get to see, and I'm looking forward to immensely. I can tell you, you'll see me there on the 13th on opening night. So that's Cape Ballet Africa. It's Giselle with a twist, no doubt. Although it's a classic, it'll be something you'd want to see. Then we spoke to Simon Herodin about what's happening right here at Artscape. Artscape, the only, well, the major theatre centre here in Cape Town, but the only theatre centre, it seems, that has a fine music radio, a classical and jazz radio station in a theatre complex. So good reasons for speaking to her and finding out what's coming up right now and through into November. Well, we are in November. What's happening over the next couple of weeks? Then we spoke to Linnell Kennard about the performance she is giving at the Summer Gala Fundraiser, an evening of song and strings, with the proceeds going to raising fund for our class, which is a hospitality class running for many years. And that's the class of 2026, and reaching out in terms of bursaries, help and assistance to make Franschhoek, well, the food capital of South Africa, they call it. The event's happening this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at La Cotte Farm in Franschhoek. And then Takara. Takara Wine Estate is having its public rare plant fair. It's also happening this Sunday. It's from 8 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we spoke to our friend about, who is the designer of the, That's Gert van Tonda, who is the botanical artist and designer of the moss garden, which has been developed. Well, enough from me, because we'll be moving into In the Mood with Graham McCullough next on Fine Music Radio. This is Philip Todras, the host of Kaap's Dagboek, Cape Diary. And if you want to have your event mentioned, do send in your information to diary@fmr.co.za. And you can also listen to the podcast, which will be up soon on the radio station. So, guys, goodbye from me, Philip Todras, from Cape Diary, and from Mizzou right next to me as well. So, have a good afternoon. FMR.